You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Monday, December 3rd, 2018, week 269. Nice. I'm Drew Fatale.
I'm Mike Stefka.
And we are Destiny Pizza. And I'm not a grown man, apparently.
At least I'm here for 269.
There you go. Yeah, you might not be here. Well, we don't know.
Probably not, but
yeah.
Well, we'll see. Well, you might not record one, so.
Wow.
You never know.
It depends. I'm going to text him right now.
Yes.
And then we might have some breaking news during the podcast. Whoa. Whether 270 is going to happen next week or not. Let's see. Are you free to record the podcast next weekend? Sent.
Now 10 hours later.
Yeah. He's like, start the clock. I'm going to be in North Korea on vacation.
It's like, oh, okay.
I'm like, that obviously.
Makes logical sense.
Why didn't I think of that earlier?
Should have guessed.
Yeah. In case you didn't know, Mike is going out in the world.
I'm going to see the cold and rainy Seattle.
Yeah.
Very cold, very rainy.
But that should be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it'll be a good time. Quick trip.
Yeah. When so, you leaving for Friday?
Friday, come back Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a couple of days.
When's the last time you went on a quick trip like that? Like purely pleasure.
Like never.
It's not, I don't do it. Exciting. It's not, I do not recommend it.
Well, I'm just going to see a buddy, so.
It's... Yeah, but inevitably you're like, oh shit, I should have just stayed longer.
Yeah, probably.
I can't. Even my Kauai trip,
mm-hmm.
We ended up extending by a day.
Yeah, but you still went with someone else and you're like actually like exploring and Seattle's going to be rainy. It's not even like a good time.
Yeah, but you're still
going to
go out.
Yeah.
It's never a good time of year to go to Seattle.
True.
It's like always raining there.
True. So like, I'm just going to hang out pretty much. I don't really care too much about it. I don't have like a list of things I'm trying to do.
You say that. So, I have a list of things for you to do.
Okay. You tell me things to do then.
I feel like, look, you need to go to this restaurant.
I'm just winging a bunch of times and I'm like, yeah, be fine doing whatever.
Yeah. There's like always stuff to do everywhere.
Definitely, yeah.
I think there's a really good ice cream place in Seattle.
Yeah.
It's on my
give me a list of things.
I'll look into it.
A couple things.
I'll text it to you.
And I'll be like, I'm doing those.
You're like, shit, I should have extended my trip. Drew gave me like five.
He was right. He gave me too many things. I'm like, I really wanted to do all these things.
Yeah. You're like, but he swears this is a really good ice cream. And
it has
Drew
to be.
Has great taste in ice cream.
I have to try it. It's so good. I don't care if it's cold and rainy.
Yeah.
I need to get this ice cream. Short lines.
There's like a pizza place, a coffee place, which I know doesn't affect you, and
yeah.
then ice cream. All are in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
That are on my to-do list.
All right, give me these places. Yeah, I don't know of anything in Seattle.
I'm sure.
So. Fish Market, I know that exists.
Yeah, which is now employee owned.
Oh. Okay.
So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think that happened like a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then like Starbucks and stuff.
You ask them how they feel to be employee owned. How do you guys feel?
Yeah, because I think the owner, like they're hitting hard times, and then the employees decided to do the fish throwing thing,
mm-hmm.
and that like brought them back. So then, when this owner decided
seems
to
very
sell,
popular the fish throwing thing,
that's their whole shtick.
Yeah.
And then, when the owner decided to sell, he like I guess he promised the employees that he would sell it to them first.
Oh, cool.
Something like that.
Kept up his word. That's good.
Yeah. Anyways. 5 episodes a week, Monday through Friday. Superhero and Star Wars on Monday. Leftovers on Tuesday, which is all the other news. Wednesday, reviewed. Thursday, This Week in Movies, or America's Sweetheart, where I choose someone to be America's Sweetheart. Mike tries to guess who they are. This Week in Movies in the Now, where we talk about movies coming out that week. Trailer Talk, where we talk about trailers we saw that week. Friday rolls around. I am so burpy right now. It's unbelievable. Friday rolls around. Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday, where we talk about whatever we want. I had a question for you.
Okay. Don't remember it.
Oh, okay. So people ask, like, oh, how often do you release your podcast? I'm like, oh, Monday through Friday. And they're like, oh, so every day. And I'm like, no. We don't release them on Saturday and Sunday.
People really say that?
Yeah.
They say, oh, so every day. And that's happened more than once?
All the time. Every time I mention it. I'm like, yeah, we do 5 episodes a week. And like, oh, so every day. And I'm like, well, no, because there's 7 days. You know
there's 7 days a week, right?
We don't release episodes on Saturday and Sunday.
I think most podcasts don't release on the
on weekends.
Some do.
And I'm like, what is going on?
But I guess that's why. I don't know. That is interesting. Like, why would people say that? It's like, you know there's a Saturday and a Sunday, right?
Because I think if I said, oh, yeah, we post an episode every day.
Yeah.
They would assume 7 days.
Exactly.
So when I say, no, we do it Monday through Friday, and then they say every day, I'm like, no.
Wow. That's surprising that multiple people said that.
It's more often.
I'm going to start telling people and see if they respond that back.
Yeah, you run this experiment. Maybe they're like, oh, let's mess around with this guy. Because it's weird to me.
Yeah, I feel like most people just say, oh, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah, they're like, oh, man.
But I don't usually hear.
Well, that's what happened at LA Comic Con with Sierra Renee. She's like, man, that's a lot of work. Editing and all that. And I'm like, yeah. I didn't want
editing,
to say like.
Editing and all that.
I was like, yeah, we don't
it's
edit.
Like, no. Not that much work.
Now it's more editing. Work. Because I have to go through. I have to listen to the episode.
Yeah.
That's I've gotten hard, better. I've streamlined the process a little bit. Yeah, though.
You're like, I know how long we talked about this before.
And I'll like search for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get into superhero movie news.
All right. We got some Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse movie news. You hear anything about the review embargo lifted or whatever? You hear anything?
No. Good?
Apparently really good.
I
very, very good.
The one thing I saw is like it was tracked to do 30 to 40 million.
Yeah, and I was weekend. Like, that's not money. That's
and
not much
people
money.
Are like, but it should be doing more. Everyone was like,
yeah.
That's like an unoptimistic view.
Yeah, that was crazy to me. I thought that was really projected low because I was like, oh, this looks really
They're
good.
They're pushing it hard, though. I saw an eBay commercial today that had, it was an Into the Spider-Verse commercial, but it was an eBay commercial.
Yeah.
And then apparently if you had PlayStation Plus, you got like early screening tickets. And then there's another way to have early screening tickets.
Yeah, I think they're trying to get the word of mouth out there. Like the fact that reviews were released like already tells me that they got.
No, but the movie comes out in like 2 weeks.
I know, but sometimes movies, if they don't give you a review till like a couple days before or like until the release of the movie,
then it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
What you think is better or worse?
It's better.
Yeah,
like,
that's
true. Aquaman. Have you heard about Aquaman?
Yeah, the embargo got lifted.
Yeah. And we're hearing about how, like...
Well, that's because they did screening, like, if you're an Amazon Prime member, you could see it.
I know, but, like, remember Batman vs. Superman? We didn't know till the day before that movie was terrible. So it's like, when they're holding back...
Well, Batman vs. Superman, the reviews they did let out were all positive reviews.
That's true.
It was like Kevin Smith. I'm just trying to... This movie was life-changing.
I'm trying to think the last time, like, a movie was absolutely horrible and we knew, like, 3 weeks before it was released. Because that rarely happens. Like,
Jurassic World 2.
Like 3 weeks before, though?
I don't remember how early.
I don't remember
I remember
how early
it was
too.
Pretty early, and I was like, oof. That's what they said about the first one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I was like, oof, they were right.
Yeah. Like, that movie was not great.
Yeah, I don't know. Because then it's weird, because I think it's a little bit of like the Pixar thing, where they're like, yeah, I don't know. This movie has storyline jumps all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll go watch, like, especially for like Disney. And by Disney movies, I mean like Star Wars and Marvel included.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, seemed all right to me.
Yeah.
And then they're like,
yeah, it's kind of what
it'll be like a DC movie. And they're like,
yeah,
great.
Yeah. I mean, different things bug different people. So it's like, that doesn't bug me. And it's like, oh, that part really annoyed me.
Yeah.
But I think overall, if you're like, it's good, like, as long as it's not bad, I feel like I'll enjoy something if it's like, oh, it's good. I'll be like, oh, I can enjoy that on a certain level. Whereas if something's terrible, it's really annoying to me.
I can't remember the last movie I saw that was like really bad in theaters.
I feel like it was like Batman or Superman.
No, because we saw Jurassic World 2 after.
But I thought that was still enjoyable to an extent.
It had dinosaurs in it.
Yeah, I guess that was it.
Isn't it obvious?
I didn't like that movie so much. Because I Justice League had a good time. Because I put my expectations so low that it helped.
I think it might have been Justice League. Where I was like, man.
Yeah, I think I had an okay time, though. I don't know.
I was like, that was rough. Even leaving the theater. One. I was like, oof. Don't think they're going to make another one of those.
Yep.
And I was right.
And they probably won't. Until they reboot it or whatever.
Yeah.
But they'll probably call it something else. They're like, let's not call it Justice League.
League of Justice.
Let's just make a Superman movie, but
Super Friends.
All the Justice League's in or something. Friends. It should be a Super Friends movie.
Dude, it's super campy. And like,
yeah. No, because then you can't course correct that much. So they tried to do with like, it worked the opposite way though, with Batman Forever to Batman Begins, but that was like an 8-year gap, which helps. But yeah, anyway, Spider-Man and the Spider-Verse is getting good reviews. So, of course, Sony's like, we got to make two more of these right now.
Yeah. And they're going to come out next year.
And they're going to come out and you can all see them. It's like, Sony, slow your roll.
Yeah.
Wait. But no, they're making two more. One of them is going to be like a straight up sequel to this movie, which I assume means Miles Morales will lead the movie again. And then another one's going to be a female Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse. So it's going to be like Spider-Gwen leading a Spider-Verse of Spider-Women, I guess. And then they got a director for the Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse sequel, Joaquin Dos Santos for that one. And then for the female-led one, Lauren Montgomery going to direct that one.
Nice.
So yeah, they're moving forward. They seem to like the movie.
That's good. I'm excited.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds like
it's
good.
It's a huge change from like what Avi Arad was saying like probably in reality, it's probably like 10 years ago, but I think it was only like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Where he's like, never going to be a Miles Morales movie.
Exactly. I'm glad like that, none of that stuck. Because it's like, geez, man, why would you even say those things?
Yeah.
Like, you're cutting away potential business. You're like, ah, there's never going to be this. It's like, what do you mean never?
Yeah, like, why would you say never?
It's just like
even those people who are like, there's never going to be a Black James Bond. I'm like, there will be when all the white people are dead.
Yeah.
And at this rate, it's probably going to happen.
It's like, when you start looking at the box office, it's like, maybe this will get a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, be greedy. Like, that's what they need to think more about. It's like, be more greedy, guys.
I don't think there's a more loyal, like, moviegoer than a Black person. Because, like, they put up with Tyler Perry for so long that if they're willing to support Tyler Perry, like, look at Black Panther, did like, buku bucks.
Yeah.
Unbelievable amount
of money. Yeah. It made, I'm pretty sure it made more domestically than Infinity War.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. Because Infinity War made
a lot
of money.
It's crazy, but it's not. Because I know tiny sample size.
Yeah.
Went and saw Black Panther in theaters, having never seen an MCU movie.
Oh, there's plenty of people that did that.
Having.
Like, I wonder if that's not, even a majority of people.
And they didn't even watch Infinity War.
I bet you. Yeah. I'm like, sure that's a lot of
people. They
went
to one superhero movie ever in their whole life, apparently.
Yeah.
And it was Black Panther.
Yeah. I feel like that's a lot of people, though.
And you know what?
Like selling out screenings.
The second that there's like an Indian superhero.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy out a theater.
Exactly.
I'm going to be like, hell yeah, I'm here for it.
Exactly.
But yeah, that day is probably not going to happen anytime soon.
Yes, but they are making a Latino superhero movie.
Yeah.
DC is.
El Cucaracha.
Yeah. Well, they're making a Blue Beetle movie, which it's going to be the Jaime Reyes Blue Beetle, which is like the third Blue Beetle in
I believe
comics.
So.
Yeah.
Which I've been wondering how long this was going to take, because if you watch, I think it was Batman Brave and the Bold is like the kind of like the cartoonier Batman cartoon. Blue Beetle's like right there. Yeah, in like, I think the first or second episode.
Young Justice season 2 he was in, and he's going to be in the new season. Like, mm-hmm. He's been pushing Young Justice. He's in like the Injustice video game.
Yeah.
They're like really pushing Blue Beetle, Jaime Reyes everywhere.
And I think he's one of the cooler characters.
Yeah. He's got a cool suit. He's
like the Iron Man equivalent.
He's Iron Man. He's like, and then he's a teenager, so he's like Spider-Man.
So and like, he's Blue Beetle, so it's...
Yeah, and he's got a mantle.
Yeah.
And then, like, you can bring in Ted Kord or something as a mentor or something.
Why do you think that DC has had success in, like, putting in new iterations of their character, but Marvel, anytime they do it, it causes a huge backlash?
Hasn't DC been doing it longer, like sooner? Like, when did this arc incarnation of Blue Beetle come up?
I'm going to guess late 90s.
Let me actually look it up. Because I do feel like it's been more gradual with DC.
Like, if you look at Flash, you look at Green Lantern, you look at, I mean, Superman, there's a ton of Superman.
Yeah.
Batman Inc. was a great storyline.
But, like, it...
Which literally had, like, a Muslim Batman.
Well, didn't what happened to Marvel is they pretty much were, like, all at once gave you all these characters? Like, they said, okay, here's a new Incredible Hulk. Here's a new Ironheart. Here's a new Captain America. I feel like they gave us four or five different...
And those are, like, the major ones. Like, if we got, like, a new Superman, yeah, new Batman, new exactly. Wonder Woman at the same
all
time.
All at the same time. Where I feel like they're graduate... Like, they got two new Lanterns right now. Like, Jessica Cruz and... I forget the other one's name.
It's like a horse person.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, yes. Really weird.
No.
Really.
I forgot who the other guy is. But like they seem to do it one at a time. Like Wally West, when they did like Wally West for the new 52 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was like one character at a time. Where I feel like those all came out without like the same time as far as I remember.
Would there be a controversy if they were like, okay, we're not going to change Batman, but we're going to make Joker this minority group. There's a new Joker, and that Joker is Middle Eastern.
Wait, what? Sorry. What was that?
Like, if instead of changing Batman,
mm-hmm.
they decided to change the race of a major villain.
Oh. Why haven't they...
Because I think you cannot associate these.
Oh.
They're like, we're trying to cater to these races.
Yeah.
And like putting them in as a, unless there's like a super compelling villain.
Yeah.
If you made like a Muslim Joker.
True. Yeah, that's right.
You're like, you're asking for boycotts and.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. That wouldn't be a good thing. But I mean, they do it in the movies sometimes. Like when they did Kingpin in Daredevil. Michael Clark Duncan. Kingpin.
Yeah. You ever watch that one?
I never watched it. No.
I thought he was a really good Kingpin.
Yeah. He's got the size.
Mainly because he's...
He looks, yeah.
Huge.
Yeah, exactly.
And his voice is like very imposing.
Jaime Reyes, 2006.
2006.
That was his first appearance.
So, pretty recent.
Yeah. But Marvel just sounds like, because it's in this era, too. Like, they're coming out... They came out with all these... It's like the timing of everything. It's like they did five characters at once, and then they also... It's this era where it's like, mm-hmm. everyone's... They're doing this intentionally, like... Getting diversity all at once, and it's like, yeah, but like I don't know, yeah. That's just a weird subset of nerd fans that I don't understand.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, your old characters don't go away; they're still in the books. It's like, yeah, I don't get it. But that'd be my guess as to
especially
why.
With how many books there are.
Yeah,
like there are so many books.
Yeah, but also DC has DC really like what. Like, the primary characters are still, like, the same characters. I think what Marvel... yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
still
like,
white?
Batman and Superman. Like, those are still the... Yeah, they haven't, like, switched over and said, oh, we're calling this book Captain America. And, like and that's like, what they did with Falcon. And then he is Captain America. This is the book.
But it's called, like, what's it called? It's not called Captain America.
Well, it's called... What's it called? I don't know what the book's called.
But it's like,
well, like Incredible Hulk. That one they called Incredible Hulk, I think.
And then they changed it.
Everything now. Yeah, Marvel is backing away because they
realize they came out too strong.
It wasn't working, basically.
I'm waiting for the day when like I pick up a Captain America comic and it's like a dude who looks like me.
Yeah.
Getting beat the hell up by Captain America. No, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, when it's... when you
you're the guy on the cover getting your ass kicked.
Yeah, I replace Hitler.
Yes, I made it, guys. I'm on the cover.
How heartbreaking would that be if you're like a huge Captain America fan and they're like, oh, you get to be in a new Captain America movie. We're going to go in a really different direction.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, holy crap, I think I'm going to be a Captain America. And they're like, you're getting your ass beat by Captain America.
Like, what's different about that?
And I'm like, you don't understand how patriotic I am. Captain Marvel news. Jude Law is Yon Rogg. We looked into this. Mm-hmm. Yon Rogg is apparently responsible for Captain Marvel turning into Miss Marvel or something.
Yeah, well, this iteration of Carol Danvers, that makes it easier. Carol Danvers turning into Miss Marvel.
Yeah. From Captain Marvel?
Yes, it's something about like they're in space or something. This movie's gonna be different though.
Yeah,
because she's gonna be. I assume she'll be the only Captain Marvel that exists.
That was a weird thing. That was the controversy with Miss Marvel too back in the day, or not back in the day, but when Kamala Khan like started out, is like I guess in like the fourth issue or something,
mm-hmm.
they were like, "Oh yeah, she's not gonna be Kamala Khan anymore. She turns into Carol Danvers."
What?
So, like, it was, like, a little Muslim girl turning into, like, a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, like, white woman?
That was a thing?
In the comics.
That really happened?
Yeah. And then really? People were like, no. Like, you are taking away, like...
I didn't know.
Like, finally, we've waited so long, we get a character, and you just, like, took her away from us.
Wow. I think her, like, news story is, like, she's just a fan of... That's why she takes the Miss Marvel name.
Yeah.
She's a big fan of Carol Danvers. Something. But, yeah, this one's crazy, because... This Captain Marvel, like this iteration of Captain Marvel, it's all like fairly young. It's like only like 5 years ago that she even became Captain Marvel in the comic. She was always Miss Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, this is like fast tracking something, which is kind of crazy that they're doing that. But I mean, they're getting to the end of their character list of like, they got so many characters. They've proven it that they can do it with whoever.
With literally anyone.
But yeah. This is an interesting route to go, but I'm pretty excited for this movie.
Yeah.
I think it's, I just love the 90s. I love the idea. It's different. They haven't done like a 90s. They haven't done like, since Captain America, they haven't done like a prequel back movie.
Well, they kind of went close with Guardians in like the soundtrack.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's pretty close. And it could be in that time and it wouldn't matter, make a difference because
it's all of them.
Peter's pretty much stuck in the 80s. So it's pretty much a, back in time movie. I think that's why I like Guardians so much.
Yeah, it feels like an 80s movie.
It's like pretty much in the 80s, but then you're just in space, so you can really be anywhere. And as long as your main character set his mind set in the 80s, that's pretty much what it is.
Let's talk about superhero TV news.
Yeah. Big news. Daredevil has been canceled.
I called it.
Yeah.
I read an article that called it, and then I claimed it as my own.
Like, I knew this thing.
I was like, I saw an article that said it was going to get canceled because of social media.
Yeah, yeah. So that's three out of the five Netflix Marvel shows are down.
Well, hold your horses, Mike, because they say Punisher and Jessica Jones are likely going to be canceled after their next seasons get released.
Yeah,
because those are currently in production.
I agree.
And then I was reading this long article because on Reddit, you go on any Reddit sub or Reddit post mm-hmm. about the Marvel TV shows,
mm-hmm.
and people were like, "This is all Disney's fault. Disney canceled these shows." Because of their streaming service. So I'm not going to pay for their streaming service just because of this.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, no, Netflix had control over these shows. Like, it was their choice to cancel the shows.
Yeah, they're saying they just don't want to pay for content and that's not their own. That they don't really own. And they're relatively expensive for that reason. Is that they got to pay, they got to film in New York and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't think the shows are that expensive, but they're expensive relatively to they don't own it. And then
it's like, why would you do... Why would you do Daredevil season 4 when you can put that money towards something like Stranger Things or maybe the next Stranger Things or the next House of Cards?
Yeah.
Or the next.
Especially if they got this trend level of going down.
Mm-hmm.
Why spend just as much money to keep it in like this, especially like the social media thing about Daredevil, you're saying like this season was great. This was as quality as the first season of Daredevil, but just the interest dropped off.
Yeah.
Just because they've done so many of these shows. I think a normal show, if it was just Daredevil that existed, I feel like they'd be all right. I think it's because the other Netflix shows exist that it's like it feels more like there's been 12 seasons or 8 seasons of this one show.
Yeah, instead of
feeling like, oh, this is only the third season.
Yeah. Well, it's because you know you can't watch this show without
the other ones. They reference them, so it's kind of like...
I mean, I wouldn't even say reference. It's like...
Well, they Defender...
fork off of it. Like, this whole season is based... If you watched season 2 and then season 3 directly, you'd be so confused.
Yeah, you needed Defenders.
You needed Defenders, which is...
You're right.
An incredible task to ask of a fan.
Yeah, you are right.
And if you watched Defenders, you'd be confused because you're like, oh yeah, you have to watch Iron Fist too. Which is also another incredible ask of your fans.
Yeah.
It's not like, at least with Luke Cage, you saw Luke Cage in Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
Season 2.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Luke Cage, yeah.
It's...
You could have just watched... Yeah. There are some things you can just watch, but like... By the time you get to Defenders, you're asking way too much, especially for Daredevil. Yeah, that probably hurt it a lot, too. I didn't even think about that. Defenders probably hurt Daredevil Season 3 a lot, because it's like, you may have, maybe you start the first episode of Daredevil, and you're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Like, you literally, the whole end of Defenders is the reason.
Is the start of Season 3.
Yeah, so you'd be, yeah. So that does really impact it. And like, if I didn't know that, you would be like, I'm not watching this.
Yeah, you mean I have to watch the show that everyone's like crapping on?
Yeah. So Defenders seemed like the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
Well, Iron Fist. No, I think Defenders, because I think if Defenders was good and Iron Fist would have been sucked.
They just redeemed.
Yeah, I think they would have been okay. But I think it's the fact that Defenders sucked so much, because I remember there was hype, like I had hype going into Defenders, even though I just saw Iron Fist.
You don't understand. The guy who plays Danny Rand had the fight choreography for weeks.
Yeah.
Instead of the just same day like
and
they did.
Literally, they filmed Defenders like the week after they were done Iron Fist and didn't change anything about him and kind of even made him even more whiny and annoying. It's like, what are you guys doing?
So then people were like, oh, this might be on Disney Plus, and Disney was like, no.
Yeah.
If anything, they're going to reboot it.
Is that what you think they would do, is reboot it? Or you think they would maybe pull one of these characters and say, we're going to put you in a movie?
No, because apparently contract. Oh, like if they're like not the same actors.
I don't know. Like, what do you mean contract?
So it would be complicated because then you're giving this huge leverage to this actor.
Yeah.
Who you have to make a contract with.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, do you want to be Daredevil? And they're like, yeah, for $1 million an episode,
yeah,
I'll be Daredevil.
Yeah.
And like, it's no point in giving that leverage to an actor when you can find a guy who might have been like in 3 episodes of Boardwalk Empire with the guy who plays Matt Murdock. And you're like, you're the Daredevil now, and we're just going to completely reboot you in our universe.
But like, you think they would do that or put him in a movie or something?
Well, either way.
Put a new actor in it. You think it'd still be...
Either way, if you need a new actor.
Huh.
I think Disney Plus's strategy right now is proof that you don't need a TV show to go into the movie. You can bring the movies into the TV show.
Yeah.
And also, that is true. The other argument I saw is on Disney Plus, all that quote-unquote TV is handled by Marvel Film. And they don't get along with Marvel TV.
Yeah.
And Marvel TV was the one handling...
That's true.
Netflix.
That all makes sense. I just think there has to be some kind of reboot. There has to be some kind of iteration of some of those characters. I think Daredevil and Punisher are too big of characters to not capitalize on in some way, live action wise.
I would say Punisher. But I don't think Daredevil at this time.
I think Daredevil is pretty popular.
I think people are all tired of Daredevil.
I don't think so.
I think you can let them sit on the back burner for another 5 years.
Yeah, maybe.
And then reboot them down the line. Or they might do something in Avengers 4 where they're like, yep, all those people were snapped out.
Yeah, I think Avengers 4 will answer a lot of questions.
Because people are thinking that, like, what if the Scarlet Witch show is House of M, or like destroys half the world or something.
I just don't think you can go right to the X-Men that quickly. It just seems weird. That through a TV show, too.
Yeah.
That just seems weird. Oh, did you hear that news or potential news that the show might be called Vision and the Scarlet Witch?
Which it's like a rom-com of like a new couple
yeah, I don't know.
Moving in together.
It's just that
or
one
something.
Scene in Civil War, like, yeah. But the whole movie.
So.
But I think it would be weird that it's going to probably be called Scarlet Witch in some fashion, but like they've never called her Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, because like, they weren't allowed to.
I think they are allowed. Are they not? Is that the reason? They're not allowed to? Does it say in the credits? I don't know what it says in the credits. I don't think it says Scarlet Witch. I don't know. Why does everyone call her, like, if you weren't a fan of the comic, like, would anybody even know she's called Scarlet Witch without the knowledge of, like, following news and following other things?
Probably
not.
If you
just watch the movies, they never say it, so you, like...
Like, same with... Like, they're called the twins.
Twins, and they're just the Maximoffs.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always curious what, like, just random...
I think they just call her Wanda.
I think, oh, she's just Wanda. I guess. That's weird to me, though.
Yeah. So... What if that was the whole motivation?
What?
They're like, we're tired of beating around the bush, Marvel. They're like, we're tired of beating around the bush. We want to call the mutants.
Yeah, exactly.
We want to call her Scarlet Witch.
We want to call the mutants. That's the end of it.
Do you hear about, like, it's a story that came out from the first X-Men movie that Bryan Singer didn't want to give any of them.
Comic books, yeah.
And then Kevin Feige gave Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you got to read this.
Yeah.
Like in his office or something, he's got a ton of books.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you need to read this, this, and this.
And then someone posted a picture of, like, the production office has, like, a library and has, like, every comic in there.
Yeah.
From A to Z. And it's, like, which is pretty cool because it even includes X-Men stuff in there.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa.
That is pretty crazy how well that movie actually turned out for how, like, if that was surrounding it where it's like, oh, don't pay attention.
Don't read the comics.
We're trying to keep it serious or whatever his point was. No, you can take things serious and pull elements.
Yeah. Let's talk about some books.
Mm-hmm.
New book is coming out, and it talks about Avengers-related book, or MCU-related book, and it's about two people who survived the snap that we didn't know survived so far. Dr. Eric Selvig and Darcy.
Yes. But what about, like, Darcy's boyfriend from Dark World? Is he in it? Did he survive?
Probably not.
Is that why she's doing this? Because
they're researching what caused the snap to happen.
Ah, interesting.
So,
wait, is this a different book than like the prelude comic?
Yeah, I think this is a literal book.
Okay, I didn't know they made stuff like that.
Me neither.
I heard of the prelude comic, which is coming out next week. Which they say like it's the title of it's like untitled. It's like just Avengers Prelude. It doesn't say the title of Avengers 4.
Eric Selvig.
But what do you think about the trailer not coming out? Everyone on the internet was freaking out.
I know, everyone's freaking out. Like, I didn't even want to talk about it.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel like people...
Yeah, people get mad.
Okay, the book is titled Marvel's Avengers Infinity War, The Cosmic Quest, Volume 2, Aftermath. Mm. And there's like 3 colons in there.
Hmm.
So, yeah, it's... talks about them investigating the snap.
Cool. They're like, why don't you just call your pal Thor and ask him?
They don't know if he survived or not. Because you have to imagine, you know, like after a fire or emergency, like don't call because like the phone lines will be busy.
Yeah, but there's half
like that.
There's half the people though. So
yeah, but like everyone's on their phone calling their loved ones to find out if they are alive or not. And those cell phones didn't get destroyed. So the cell phones are just, they're ringing.
There's people like monitoring, like you always think about all the people monitoring everything though.
Like, I want to see them like, you know how on Facebook, a natural disaster or something, you can mark yourself as safe.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Mark yourself as safe.
I was like.
I'm the nonstop. Yeah. See that? That's, I mean, they could do such a cool thing of like, they weren't doing Avengers 4. If like this stretched out longer. If you could see more of what the crazy world would be.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I guess it's hard to do that. You got momentum building and you want to.
It was such a shocking moment.
It's just so shocking that to build a whole arc into that, it'd be like, and you.
It would deprive fans of like
Yeah, and I think I'm saying this now. I think it sounds cool. It would have been cool if like a TV show did it.
If Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
somehow was able to like fit in there.
Yeah.
And like do a version.
A year.
Yeah, but then it kind of takes away from the mystery.
And it also takes away from everything they built. Yeah. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. themselves built up, and they would be dependent on MCU.
True, but which they were doing for a while. They were relying pretty heavily on that. Then they backed away, but then they're still kind of like... They're the most dependent on the movie.
Well, yeah.
They still what else would be? It. Nothing. But like,
it's like nothing like nothing that anymore.
Yeah, nothing's like that at all except Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Everything else kind of like... Well, the incident, like Daredevil, it was built on the incident.
New York. No, because he didn't get his blindness from the incident.
True, but he got the whole plot of Kingpin taking over the city. He was like, oh, this is an opportunity.
Yeah.
So that
well, it's the because plot like, people didn't want to live there, right?
Yeah,
he bought up all that property
or something. Yeah, and he bought it was all cheap
because no one wanted to live there because of the incident.
So
we need something like that to happen. That's what we need to see in the Disney Plus shows.
Maybe that's what will happen in the shows. Is they'll be like,
oh, because of the snap, like I was able to buy all this property for super cheap.
Yeah, it's a real estate scheme. It's what Lex Luthor was always getting into.
There's a surplus of property now that only half the people live there.
Yeah. See, because I don't think that, I think the aftermath of the snap is everybody's going to either forget, like, I don't know. Because, like, normal people, how can you, like, alter the universe that much and then normal people are going to, it's going to be normal?
Yeah.
I just see.
Well, the crazy thing is, like, imagine all the estate lawyers, like, they have to work so much because like, that person's like, well, like, these people got snapped out of existence and this guy inherited that person.
But then they came
but
back.
But then I inherit their stuff. So I want both of their stuff.
Yeah. So there'd be a lot of like it would destroy like the world if like everyone just disappeared for like a year or whatever and came back.
It's like the premise of so many sci-fi shows.
Yeah, but if it's literally like, billions instead of like 100 people.
The thousand or the hundred
the
or whatever.
Thousand. There's so many of those shows. They all disappear and come back.
Yeah. Let's talk about Star Wars TV news. Mm-hmm. The Mandalorian. Nick Nolte has been added, which is like crazy. Like, this show's shaping up to be like a star-studded
They're
cast.
Just putting like, give me the names, man. Crazy.
And Andrew S. Eisen, who was the editor of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, has signed on.
Mm.
And I always thought that was one of the best aspects of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, is the editing.
Do love that editing.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, did you see that the Russo brothers visited the set?
Yeah.
With the Taika Waititi was directing an episode, so.
They also did a screening of Infinity War.
Oh, yes. They did a Q&A.
And with a Q&A, and they said...
That was where a lot of the speculation started about trailer talk.
Yeah.
They're like, they're going to...
They were talking about our podcast. They're like, I can't wait until Thursday.
That's when we're going to release it. Trailer talk!
Trailer talk. I really hope they talk about our trailer.
If we get on trailer talk, that's a big deal.
Yeah. But they said that don't expect what's his name, Chris Evans, to leave.
Oh,
they said like we have some plans for him.
Like they're just throwing stuff, just trying to throw everybody off the set. He did that tweet; it screwed everybody up.
So he did that tweet on the last day of Avengers: Infinity War or Avengers 4. They said he's not necessarily done.
I think there's a lot we don't know about the Captain America thing. Well, you know, Captain America's appeared in a movie every year since 2010 or whatever when he started.
Yeah.
So it's like maybe a stop for him means not showing up in a movie for three years.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Coming up 4 years later. It's like I could see that easily happening.
Do you think he should have held off like his appearance in Infinity War, like with the beard and everything, like because he like is the Nomad.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, do you think that would have been much bigger?
That was the original plan. Did you hear that?
What?
He was supposed to, like, Captain America was supposed to not be in the movie. He was supposed to be, like, a Thor-like entrance.
Uh-huh.
He was supposed to just show up at the end.
That would have been better.
I think the idea story-wise is better, but I think just the complaint of the audience is like...
Captain America? He's the first Avenger. Why is he not in this movie?
Yeah, I think that... That alone is like, we got to see him because everyone's going to be
poor
like, where's
Jeremy
Cap,
Renner?
Cap, People were, I think it's gone up for Jeremy Renner because I think, at least on the internet, they're like, where the heck's Hawkeye?
Yeah.
Like, it's created the most hype Hawkeye's ever had.
Yeah, so, by not being in a movie. That's
like, I know.
The only franchise he's in besides Thor.
But I'm telling you, people are going to be very excited when he shows up in that trailer. They're going to be like, ooh, it's Hawkeye. I missed him.
Yeah.
So I think it's hope.
They say the rumor is that his wife and family got snapped away.
That has to happen. I hope we see it.
You want to see Linda Cardellini fade into the...
I do, kind of.
Her and the kids. It's like,
what a sad way to start a movie if that happens.
Yeah, they just played the Up theme song.
Yeah. Well, I want to see him like having a happy day and then do-do-do, and then this just happens.
Like he's playing hide... His whole family is playing hide and seek.
Where'd they go?
And he's it. Ready or not, here I come. And then just they all disappeared.
In this new Snap world, how many people are like fake their own deaths? They just go into hiding because they're like for other reasons. Like, I don't know, maybe.
Like they owed money or something.
Maybe they owed money or they're in some trouble. And they're just like, oh, he must have been snapped away.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to know who is snapped.
And who's snapped.
That's just got to be such a chaotic world.
Yeah. On Netflix today,
Blue Planet 2, Season 1. Hero Mask and The Sound of Your Heart reboot season 2.
Man, what world are we living in?
We're a world with reboots.
In a strange place where sequels have seasons and reboots are just blatantly called reboots.
Not even hiding it. That's what they should do. They should like call the new Lion King, Lion King, the
right,
CGI new CGI reboot or remake.
Yeah.
That's what they should do. Just be blatant about Iron Man, the sequel to Iron Man 1. That's what they should call Deadpool.
Well,
Deadpool didn't have any fun with their title.
No,
I'm really surprised.
They did
by
it
that.
In, was it Lego Movie?
Yes. Lego Movie 2, the second part.
Yeah.
Or the Lego Movie, the second part.
Is that what it's called?
Yes. Or maybe it is called Lego Movie 2, the second part. The second part is in the title.
It is called, Lego Movie 2, the second part. Misleading a little bit. Makes it sound as if I need to watch it. As if the first one didn't have an ending or something. It's like Hunger Games.
Yeah. It's like a Deathly Hallows.
Yeah.
And Infinity War Part 2, which they're not going to call it.
And Hobbit.
Was going to call it. Oh. No, they didn't do that. They didn't do that with Hobbit.
Yeah, it's split into three movies.
It's true. It's The Hobbit. Part 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, they didn't want to call it that, but...
That's what it is.
That's the reality of it. Come back tomorrow. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. Sequels? Spinoffs? Prequels? New movies? Adaptations? All that fun stuff. Thank you for listening. Goodbye!
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.